Tomorrow night's a really big night on our sports calendar. The Los Angeles Lakers and Luka will host the Dallas Mavericks. 9 o'clock at the Staples Center. We'll have to stay up late for that one. And we thought we would give Luka Doncic a call. We have a number for him out there in LA. So let's dial up Luka. See how he's feeling about this game, which has to just be really weird for him.
Oh, yeah.
Laker Luka, who's this?
Hey, Luka, it's the Musers.
Oh, boy. I need to tell you boys up front, we got to make this short. I got to pee so bad my back teeth are floating.
Okay.
I went out last night, had about 28 wine coolers, brother.
Oh, no.
Boy, this town parties nonstop. I love it. And, hey, we probably should make this short anyway because, man, now... Talking to you boys, this is long distance now. I'm in L.A. It's going to cost me a fortune.
Well, no, I don't think that's the case anymore. When you call on a cell phone, it's free everywhere.
Well, no, I'm still on my Slovenian cell phone plan. I just haven't changed it yet.
Oh, okay.
You got
yeah.
Long distance on
there. So much. No, man, I'm living in Hollywood Hills. You guys got to come out here and see a sweet pad I got.
Oh, yeah?
Guess who I'm neighbors with?
Hmm.
Do you perchance know the name... Ariana Grande?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Grande, yeah. Okay.
How about Timothy Chalamet, huh?
What? Timothy Chalamet, wow.
There's also some old woman lives down the road named Cher.
Cher,
except
Cher.
It's spelled C-H-E-R. How weird is that? Cher.
Cher.
Her name's her kid Cher. I don't know. Getting ready to play the Mavs, Giorgio.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
I'm ready, brother.
It's a big one.
I tell you, I'm going to kick some Mavs' ass tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're afraid you will.
I want Nico Harrison to feel the wrath of the Slovenian slob.
Who called you that?
I don't know. I just did. Man, I tell you, I still love Texas. I still miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a culture shock out here, Jeb. We got a bunch of dirty libs out here. You know what I'm talking about. You and I are red dirt.
That's right. We are red dirt, brother.
I mean, they want me to drive an electric car and get vaccines and stuff. I ain't doing that. I got my Ford F-350. I'm rolling coal right down Sunset, brother.
Man, you got Texified so fast.
You damn hell I did. I'm the only one walking around out here that ain't microchipped by Fauci.
Hey, by the way, how's your calf doing?
Oh, doing all right. Yeah, she's almost weaned now off the mom and everything. We got another one we're going to birth here pretty soon.
No,
I'm not talking about a cow. I'm talking about your calf muscle. On your,
oh, okay.
Your
I know you're talking about my calf. I'm about to show that in the Ventura County Fair.
Great.
No, you're talking about my actual body. Yeah, it's doing all right. It's healed up and ready to kick some ass. And, hey, I just want to say I'm just so glad that the hostages have been released.
The Gaza hostages?
No, the Jan 6 Patriots. Hey, I heard y'all had my mentor out there at Ticket Stock.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Dirk. Yeah, he had some really nice things to say about you.
No, I'm talking about DeMarvian Overshown. I love him.
He's your mentor?
Oh, yeah, big time. And I got a secret. I heard he's going back to number zero. That's an exclusive for me to you.
Yeah, that big of an exclusive.
What did Dirk say about me? Did he say it in German? What did he say? To compliment me? He's a good guy, man.
Yeah, he talked about what a great kid you are, what a great player you are. And
you know, he stayed with me when he came out here to L.A. I don't know if that made the news or not, but he came out to my first game.
Yeah. That made the news.
Oh, yeah. We went out together after my first game, too. He had like a pint of lager, and I had 20, brother. I kept goading him to drink more, you know, because if you can't run with the big dog, you might as well stay on the porch. Ow,
uh-oh. What happened?
Ouch. I just hurt my calf again.
Oh, no.
I'm not fragile. You're fragile.
We didn't say you were fragile.
I have another laughing injury.
Oh no. Man. We want to see you play tomorrow.
I'm going to try, but this thing's really hurting me now. God, I really wanted to get back at Nico. I mean, that guy traded me away just because I gained a little weight. I'm 6'6", man. Let's not overreact. I gained 60 pounds when I have 3 weeks off. That's natural for a Slovenian.
Is it?
Ow.
Well, that sounds bad.
Ow. Oh, it hurts so bad. It's so bad. And I'm supposed to be going to breakfast with Alex Baldwin and Emma Stones.
Oh. Alec and Stone.
Look at
it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right. Well, hopefully he'll be better by tomorrow night.